Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 62. This chapter has 13 psukim in it. Let's jump right in for the parak summary. There's no particular event this parak was set about. It's another prayer where David expresses his deep emunah, faith in God. We again see how much David worked in the area of personal prayer, talking to Hashem about whatever's on his heart and mind every day of his life. Essentially, there's three parts to this chapter. In the first part, David speaks about his enemies who are constantly trying to kill him. He states things like in verse 2, "For God alone I wait for my salvation," and he asks God for his enemies to be killed. In the second part of the chapter, starting from verse 6, David speaks to himself to trust in Hashem. He says things like, "For God alone my soul awaits." Again, he expresses deep faith in the power of prayer and God's goodness, how God will answer his prayers. Lastly, in the third part of the chapter, David speaks about the futility of stealing and thievery. Even though it may seem dishonest people are succeeding, you shouldn't be tempted to follow in their ways, because true power comes from God. Ultimately, Hashem rewards everyone according to their deeds. Now let's take a look at the highlight pasuk in the last verses of the perek, verse 12 and 13. It says, "Achas diber Elohim shtaim zu shamati ki oz Elohim ulecha Adonai chesed ki ata tishalim leish kimaseu." One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. That might belongs to God and faithfulness is yours, O Lord, to reward each man according to his deeds. The Mephorshim all ask, what is meant by one thing God has spoken, but two things I've heard? This is reference to the second of the Ten Commandments, when God said, "You shouldn't have any false gods because I do kindness up to 1,000 generations." David had heard a double implication from this statement. One, Hashem judges each person according to their deeds, meaning there's reward and punishment. And two, God is kind, as true chesed belongs to Hashem. This may seem like simple statements, but there's a tremendous amount of depth to them. This is one of the major tenets of Judaism. That's why it's included in the Ten Commandments. A person only gets judged based on themselves and not outside circumstances, the way that person used his or her gift of free will. So often, one may play the blame game, innocently playing victim of circumstance by blaming the people around them for their actions. But you should know, the ball is in your court to decide how you would like to deal. Therefore, God judges each person on their own sliding scale. It's as if each person has their own scale and closed system of judgment. This is not meant to scare anyone, but rather to feel free and liberated, knowing the ball's in your court. You don't need to feel victim of circumstance, which causes a person to feel more and more worn down as time goes on. Rather, a person should feel empowered, knowing they can make the necessary changes or adaptations they need to fulfill their mission in this world. Ultimately, David was saying, I don't need a fear because at the end of the day, God will judge each person according to what they deserve. Therefore, I can take responsibility for myself and at the same time feel happy because God is good. Let us merit to the way of David to be far-thinking, to have a big vision of life and self, to trust in the goodness of God and the goodness of the world around us. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.